Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for the Am Yoshev B'Tzion. It's based in Torah Meir Rebbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Zitzal. Ksubas Yud Beis Amid Beis Itmar Mana Li Biyadcha V'Al Armeni Yodea. Reuven says to Shimon, you have a man of mine? And Shimon says, I don't know. So Rav Yehuda V'Ravuna Ami Chayiv, Rav Nachum Yechon Ami Potter. So Rav Yehuda and Ravuna say that he has to pay the mana. And Rav Nachum and Rav Yechon say he doesn't have to pay the money. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, and Rav Chayiv, because Bari V'Shem Bari Odif. So he's Chayiv because the person who says you owe me is Bari, and he doesn't know he's Shema. Bari V'Shem Bari is preferable. Wins out. Rav Nachum and Rav Yechon and Rav Potter. Why? Gazukim money b'cheskes merei. He's a cheskes mammon, so Mele gets to keep the money toisvis. And the Ramasli Rav Huna right. That the Lamer of Yehuda Rav Huna Bar Yadav Eladas Rabbanan de Sumchus, the Azli Bazer Cheskes Mammon with the Besafik Ram with Mechalav Avraham Yud the Sumchus, Lalam Chokum. This vort of Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna that they say Chayiv because the Bar Vishem and Bar Yadav is only according to the Rabbanan of Sumchus, who go after Cheskes Mammon, the Mammon Amutal Besafik, and they say whoever has it Amutz Mechaveiro. All of a raya. So that's what happens when you have mamon amutal b'safek, amotzei mechaveiro all of a raya. But if you're a bari wins out. Avaliba de sumchus, if you have a mamon amutal b'safek, it's always going to be 50-50. See here also it's 50-50. According to sumchus. As kach omrim tosfot. We have to understand Tosfos, because a Kal V'Chomer. Why is it a Kal V'Chomer? According to the Rabbanan who hold, to Olam Koyach HaMuchzok, to B'Makom Bari Yubari, O B'Shem U'Shem Ezech HaMuchzok B'Chom Mokon Mer Motzim Echlav HaRaya, one second. The rabbis hold that the Koyach HaMuchzok is very strong, because the rabbis say if it's two Baris and two Shemas, the Muchzok gets to keep it, because the Motzim Echlav HaRaya. And nevertheless, the rabbis hold, as Tosfos has it, that if it's Bari V'Shema, what do we say? We say Bari Adif, and he is Koach L'Hoitzi Mi'ad HaMuchzak. So notice, despite the fact that the rabbis hold that Olim Koach HaMuchzak is so strong, that if it's Bari versus Bari and Shema versus Shema, the Muchzak gets to keep it. They hold that if it's Bari V'Shema, we don't say Olim Koyach HaMuchzok, we say the Bari is Adif. So you see how strong the Bari is, even though normally, according to the rabbis, Olim Koyach HaMuchzok, Koyach HaMuchzok is very strong. When it's Bari against Shema, Bari still wins out over the Koyach HaMuchzok. So that's the rabbis. So then Kol Shekain, according to Sumchus holds the Koyach HaMuchzok isn't so strong, you always go 50-50. Monomus of Asafik Kolkim. But so they should, Simcha should certainly hold that Koyach HaBari can be Motzi HaKol Miyad Hashem. If the rabbis who say that Alim Koyach HaMuchzok, Bari can be Motzi Miyad Hashem, who is Muchzok, so Simcha, who doesn't hold so much of the Koyach HaMuchzok, should certainly say that Alim Koyach, right, because he says Motz, Mono Motzi B'Safi, go 50-50. He should certainly hold that Alim Koach HaMuchzok. He should certainly hold that Bari is Motzi Miyad Shema. So it's hard to understand why, according to Tosfos, Simchus holds that Lailam Cholkin. Why should Lailam Cholkin? We should say Bari should win out. He doesn't hold so much of Koach HaMuchzok. And so why doesn't Bari beat the Shema? The rabbis who hold the Koach HaMuchzok hold Bari beat the Shema. So Simchus, who doesn't, certainly hold Bari should beat Shema. Lo Kushyatenu. אז נראה כך, שבעיקר טיימה, what's the reason of the mandam rabari yodif? So the Pnei Yoshu and our sugya holds that it's mitam chazoke, it's mitam chazoke, d'iyah ein adam toivei alin ken yesh lo. You're not going to be toveya unless it's really yours. That's why bari adif. It's a chazak on a person. He's not going to sue for something, demand something, unless it's really his. It's an arsig, and Bava Kami writes that it's mitam b'roiv b'nei adam b'cheskes kashus. That most people have b'cheskes kashus. Roiv b'nei adam b'cheskes kashus. And Memelef, he says bari, so you should believe him. So we see that the Pnei Yeshua learns that it's begedel beiru. When he says bari, and the other guy's only a shema, it's mistaber, the taina of the bari. And therefore he's zoich in his taina. That's what it says in our sikh, this man there in bari adif be'echreach holds, shaholchin b'mamen achar roiv. Because there's a beira that it's really his. And again, the Pnei Yeshua holds that Roiv b'nei adam b'cheskes kashrus. So he must be holding that Holchim b'mam anachar harov. He's Roiv b'nei adam b'cheskes kashrus, parenthetically. It's difficult in our sugya, the Gemara is a havamina. That Rav Yehuda, who says that who follows the Bari is like Shmuel. And Shmuel holds, Ein olcha b'mam anachar harov in Bav Maser. Hakapana, we have to understand. That's parenthetical. Close parentheses. So l'chora, this reason is only shayach b'bari tov v'shema garua. If it's a strong bari and a weak shema. There we can say that it's mistaber k'divrei abari. Because the other guy, he should have known and he doesn't know. So if so, how do we explain the sugya according to the Ramban in the somewhere out there, the Ramban holds that even Bari Garua, Bishema Toiv, Bari Adif. He holds that even if it's a weak bari and a good shema bari is adif. So, when would you say that it's mistaber k'divrei abari if the shema should have known and he doesn't know? So that's a weak shema. But let's say the scenario is that fakert. It's a strong shema. He wasn't supposed to know. And it's a weaker bari. Ramban still holds that you follow the bari. Why would that be? It can't be because it's mistaber k'divrei abari. So therefore it would appear that the assert of the din of bari adiv is not migeder beirur, like the Pnei Yeshua holds that it's mevaritas what the emes is. But rather, k'loshen ha-gemara bari adiv. In other words, guf ha-dover, the thing itself is not mevur lefanenu, it's not clear to us. Ayala me'achar she-ta'anato adifa, mitainas ha-nitba, since his taina is a better taina than the nitba, because he's a bari, and the nitba is a shema. So the din is yizach mamon, the very fact that his taina is a better taina. So it's not the gather is not that we have a beirur that the emes is ketainas ha-bari. But rather, kenu adin b'dinei mamonis. The din and din amam is if you have a stronger tiny, you get to keep it. Not because it's a bear, we know it's yours, your money. But because you have a stronger tiny, we have a rule. If you have a stronger tiny, you get to keep it. Money is yours. And with this, we can explain. We're seeing the Gemara in Bava Mitzia 116b, that if you have a bais and a liya shel shneim, shenafel, we kedina debari adif. and you're trying to figure out which stones belong to who, so there we say Bari Adif. When the Bais belongs to one person and the Aliyah belongs to another. So we see that not only in a case where there's no Dvara de Mamona, like Mana Li B'Yadcha, that's what does it mean Dvara de Mamona, that there's a suffix even without their tainus. By the case of Mana Li B'Yadcha, there's no suffix without their tainus. There's no Dvara de Mamona, because there's no suffix to the Bais and without their tainus. So there we say Bari Adif, even though we need to come onto their tainas, we still say Bari Adif. But even in a case of Bais V'Aliyah, that without their tainas is a suffix, the basin here is a suffix, the basin doesn't know who the Avana belong to. So that is called Dvara de Mamona. So there we also say Bari Adif. If the Mal Yusa of Bari is Mataraz Beirer, as Meish Makom Laden Bezeh, it's not so pashut. Because Bishlema, when the suffix is Noilad Mikoch Tanoi Sehem, there's a svara that Bari Vishema is going to be a Beirer. Because since a person is only going to be Toveh, really belongs to him, Menastam, the Amis is Kedivri HaToveh. And the Tain of the Shem is Namar as suffix. So that's all if there we only have a suffix, mikoch tano seim. So we say like this, he's only going to make this tviyah if it's really his. So there's a beirah that if he's making the tviyah, it's probably his. And the tain of Shema doesn't arouse his suffix. We say if he's making this tain, it's probably his. Let's give it to him. And the Shema doesn't get in our way. Because he has a beirah that it's really his. But let's say you have a suffix that comes before the tainus. You have a suffix lifnei ha-tainus. That's Dvara de Mamona, that the Baisin has a suffix even without their tainus. So it's not mistaber that the Bari is going to be a hechacha to be mevar the etzem ha-suffix. That's not similar to Rov and Chazaka that are mo'ob Dvara de Mamona. Because Rovin Machazakam or Varis Vekas. But saying that it's mine anyway, we have a suffix. If we didn't have a suffix and he comes and claims it's his, what is he coming out of the blue and claiming that it's his? So it must be that it's his. But if we have a suffix anyway, so that's much weaker. So that Bari is not going to be Mavar any suffix. But again, we just saw that Bari works whether it's Duradimon or not, whether there's a suffix to Beis Din without their tainus or not. Even in a case where even without their tainus, there's a suffix to Beis Din. So who says that it's really his? He's not just coming out of left field and making a taina that we can say he wouldn't have made the taina unless it was his. There's already a suffix without his taina. And once there's already a suffix, he says that it's mine. So that's not such a bearer. So only if he comes and says that up left field, he says that it's mine. It's Mechitesi, who are you? So it must be if he's making such a radical tine, it's his. But if we say Bari even without even if Bezin has a suffix without their tainus, so that's less of a bearer. Because anyway, we have a suffix, so it's a kedai for him to say it's the Bari. It's easier for him to say Bari. So from the fact that it's in both cases, whether it's Dvara de Mamona or not, it must be, like we said, that the Mal Yusa of Bari is not Pateras Umdino Beirah de Mistabri Kedvarav. Ela Mishim Shu Odif B'ta Anasa Yizeche B'mamay. The Mal of Bari is not an Umdino, it's not a Beirah that what he was saying is the truth. But rather, he has a stronger Taina. You have a better Taina, Yizeche in the Mamay. And therefore, even Makom Shasavik Lufaneinu, Nami Dina Achi, we paskin like the Bari, and we're misalik the Suffik, even if the Suffik is before us without their Tainus. He is a stronger Taina, we give it to him. So according to this, it would appear that we could be mechadish latina. Shebeknas, everybody agrees that lav bari yadif. Because if bari yadif is mitam roiv, then it will be effective even beknas. Because we see in Baba Basra 93a, that according to Rav, b'maman holchanach ha-roiv, the rov is even mechayiv knas. So if bari is mitam roiv, like we said before, rov b'nei adam mecheskes kashrus, like we saw from Pnei Yoshua, then it would even be mechayiv knas. But based on what we explain, that it's not begeder beirur kiroiv, ela shu odif b'tan nasri. It's not a beirur, it's just that he has a better taina. And therefore, he's zeche b'mam, nikoch tanasa, not that we have a bear that it really is. But we have a rule, whoever has a stronger taina gets to keep it, gets the money. So we can say, loy mahani b'knas. She b'knas, the chiyuv is not nigmar by the tainas of the people. What's machai b'knas, the beis din? Without a Beis Din, there's no Knas. The Beis Din creates the Knas. And if so, Tzarech lehisbarer lefneim gufa maisa b'chdei sheyuchlu lifsek achiyuv alav. Kumo shenevaer be'ezrat Hashem be'atid. B'shiur acher. That in order to make a psak based, they have to mevar what the Gufa Maisa was in order to be paskin the Chiv, as we're going to explain in a different shir. And that's the Yisoda Din, that Hadas Baal Din doesn't work by Knas. Because the Koch Hoda is only Klape the Chiv. Why does my Hoda work? Klape the Chiv, not to be mevar the Gufa Maisa. And for Knas, Beis Din has to paskin based on the Guf HaMaisa. So my Hoda doesn't help the Beis Din. Because Hoda is not Mevar the Guf HaMaisa. Hoda is just only effective Klape the Chiyuv, the actual obligation. But not Lebi Mevar the Guf HaMaisa. So Hoda is not effective by Knas, because it's not Mevar the Guf HaMaisa, Beis Din has to pass in the Guf HaMaisa. Sim Kacha Huadin loy mahani bari v'shem legabe knas. Shemeachar, shebari loy mahani migeder beiru, harei lo nitbarer guf ha-maisa le-Beis Din, v'hein yecholim ligmar achiyuv. That since bari is not a beirur, bari is not mevar anything, to us according to what we're saying now, not like the Pnei Yoshua. So alone is bar gufa ma'isa le-Beis Din. Beis Din doesn't know what actually happened, and they can't be garmi l'chiyuv. So based on a bari, Beis Din can't be mechayiv knas, because a bari is not mevar the ma'isa. Now it seems not to shtim with our tosis over here, because they say that shaych bari yadif gabe knas de palganiska. So that is for a future shir. Okay, so that's beautiful that we were able to learn this Yisod. And then if God is kind to us, I must tell you that God is always kind to us, not even Shaykh. We will continue in the next shir. This is not one of the longer ones. For those who like the long ones, I apologize. Baruch Hashem, we have many, many. God is so good to me. But this is not one of the long ones, so hopefully one more shir. And then we will conclude this, and then obviously we still have a lot more to talk about even on this sugya. So please stay tuned, and anachnu nireh niflaot. Toda rabba rabba shehezantem. Shalom, shalom.